Teal for a beautiful smile. The life of Riley for laughs. Teal, T-E-E-L, Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice. That's it, T-E-E-L. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Remember, friends, for beautiful smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. And just for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, in The Life of Riley. Chester A. Riley is a considerate husband, always willing to take over all his family's little worries, thus leaving the big worries for his wife. Tonight, Mrs. Riley, like many a housekeeper these days, is worried about finding a place to live. But Riley is concerned with other matters.
Riley, this is serious. The landlord's put our house up for sale. If we don't buy it, somebody else will. And then what'll we do?
Peg, I'm worried.
Well, I should think so.
10 o'clock and Junior ain't home yet.
Never mind Junior. What about this house?
Not even leaving word where he's going, so that his parents shouldn't worry. I never worried my poor mother. When I went out of the house to play, I always left word what day I'd be home. I was seldom more than a couple of days off. Where can Junior be?
Oh, he'll be home any minute. Why don't you worry about finding a place to live?
How do we know our Junior isn't robbing a bank at this very minute? Maybe the same bank I keep my money in.
Riley, I'm warning you. I will not go through another eviction.
Now, Dumplin', have I ever neglected my duty as head of the house? Ain't I always been the breadwinner? That is, when you could get bread. I'm going out to look for Junior.
Oh, wait, Riley. That may be Junior. Hello? Oh, it's you, dear. Riley, it is Junior.
Yeah, well, it's about time. Where is he?
Junior, where are you? Oh, at the ice cream parlor. Well, Riley, it seems your son isn't robbing the bank.
Yeah, that's the kids of today for you. Unreliable. Tell him to come right home. I'm going down to the store and get some cigars.
Junior, dear, your father wants you to come right home. Hmm? Oh, Marilyn Morris is with you. Well, you take her home right away, and then you come home. It's getting late.
Oh, hello there, Morris. How's everything?
Oh, hello, Riley.
Taking the air, Hope?
Oh, no, not exactly. Some boy called for my daughter Marilyn after dinner, and here it is 10 o'clock, and he hasn't brought her home yet.
Oh, that's shocking.
So a boy ought to have more sense than to keep a 12-year-old girl out so late.
Well, I'll tell you what the trouble is, Hope. It's the bad training those boys get from their stupid father. Take me. I train Junior. The little angel never gives me a minute's worry.
Well, just wait till Marilyn shows up. I'll put her across my knee.
No, Hope. Don't blame that sweet little girl. Blame that squirt she's out with. When he shows up, put him across your knee.
By George, you're right, Riley. I'll tan the hide off him.
Now you're talking. And better still, put the boy's father over your knee. You want to get to the seat of the trouble. A father like that...
Wait a minute, Riley. Someone's coming, I think. Yes, it's Marilyn. And just as I thought, there's some little scoundrel with her.
Yeah, look, they're coming under that lamppost. I can see that boy's face clear now. Look at the shape of his head. That's one of the most moronic little... Hope, you were right. It's Marilyn's fault.
Why, Riley, that looks like...
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Pop.
Why, that's your boy, Riley.
Well, not all mine. My wife owns 50%.
Come here, you undisciplined ruffian.
Hey, let go of my arm, Mr. Morris.
I'm going to give you a spanking.
Just a minute, Morris. You spank my Junior and I'll...
You what?
I'll spank your Marilyn.
Riley, I'm warning you. You keep that little baboon of yours away from my daughter.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm warning you, Morris. You keep your daughter away from my baboon.
Gee, see, Marilyn. What can we do? My father says I can't see you till your father apologizes.
That's what my father says. They're such infants. Honestly, I don't see how our mothers can live with them.
I guess they have to. It's the law.
You know what? Maybe if we could get them to have dinner together, they'd make up.
Yeah, but how could you get those two to have dinner together? Not a chance.
We'll play a trick on them. We'll write two notes. We'll make each one think the other one is inviting him to a swell restaurant.
Say, that's a great idea. But will they fall for it?
Sure they will. Remember, they're not very bright.
Peg. Peg, look at this note I just got. It's from Morris. He's apologizing, and he's inviting me to dinner. And guess where? At the Café Rouge.
Well, that's certainly very nice of him. But you ought to be ashamed to have dinner with him after the way you treated him.
Oh, but things are different now. He's treating me.
Well, this beats everything. Look, Marilyn, a note from that Riley character. He's apologizing and he's invited me to have dinner with him. At the Café Rouge, no less.
Oh, how sweet. Daddy, you will have dinner with him, won't you?
Well, the least I can do is eat with the man as long as he's paying for it.
Here's your table, sir.
Oh, thank you, waiter. Oh, hello, Morris.
Oh, hello, Riley.
I guess we might as well shake hands, Hope. Huh?
Why not, Chet? Shake.
Shake.
Chet, I just want to say I think it's mighty nice of you to do this.
I ain't doing anything. You mean it's mighty nice of you to do this?
Will you order now, sir?
Yes. Let's see. The vegetable dinner looks good. Only $1.50. That okay with you, Riley?
Oh, why ruin your stomach with them cheap dishes, Hope? How about a couple of steaks? Thick steaks?
Steaks?
Yeah.
Kind of expensive?
Well, Hope, if you're worrying about the expense, then let's have...
Oh, no. Why should I worry about the expense?
Well, believe me, Hope, I ain't worrying.
Let's have steak.
Two sirloin.
Yeah, make mine a double sirloin. Huh? How about you, Hope?
No, I couldn't have.
Oh, go on. Go ahead. It's only $2 extra.
Well, if you insist, okay.
Good.
Two double sirloins. Will you start with an appetizer?
Huh? Oh, well, how about it, Hope?
Well, I leave it to you, Riley. You're in charge.
Oh. Well, then... Then let's see what they got here. Tomato juice, 20 cents. Fruit cocktail, 30 cents. Cracked crab, $1. Chicken, cracked crab, $1. How's cracked crab strike you, huh?
Fine.
Okay, that's what we'll have.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hey, did you get that, Hope? The waiter said thank you. Now I know the war is over.
Well, this is going to be some meal, Riley. It's enough to give a fella indigestion.
You think so? Wait till the check comes.
Oh, what a meal, Riley.
Yeah, especially the crab. I ate so much crab that for the next 2 days I'll be walking sideways.
Oh, Riley, it was delightful dining with you like this, and I just want to say I hope we'll always be good friends. Check?
Check.
I hope that our children will always be the pals that we are. And someday, who knows, maybe we'll share a grandchild. Check?
Check.
Yes, sir. Here's the check.
The check.
That's right, the check.
Yeah. Well, it's time we were going, I hope.
Hmm? Well, I'm ready, Chet. Just waiting for you.
Oh. Well, I'll add up the check and see that there's no mistakes. $75.64. Yep. Yep, that's right. $14.64. Here you are, Hope.
Yeah, let me see. Yep, you're right. It is $14.64. Well, here you are, Riley.
$75.64. Yep, you're right, Hope. $14.64 it is. I told you a check for a meal like this would make a guy's eyes pop.
That's right. Well, pay it, Popeye.
Popeye, that's a good one, aren't you? Pay it. Who, me? You mean you. You're using the wrong adjective.
Oh, you're a great kidder, Riley, but you did invite me to dinner, and I'm not letting you get away with it.
I invited you? You're nuts, Morris. You don't think I'd eat with you and pay for it, too. Why, the note you sent me said...
No, I didn't send you any note. You sent me a note. And look, here it is.
Yeah, and here's your note.
Why, they're both the same handwriting. I get it. This is some trick by your dopey son.
How dare you say my dopey son plays tricks? Probably your daughter's doing.
Well, I'm certainly glad I found out what you really like. Riley, you're a skunk.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't have to find out about you. You're a skunk, too. And you'll always be a skunk, because a leopard never changes its spots. Just imagine, Peg, that cheapskate Morris refused to pay the check.
Oh, I wish you'd paid it.
That grafter. He thought I was treating him, and he ate like a hog. Why, he ate almost as much as I did. I told him off. Boy, the names I called him, I...
Oh, what's going to happen to us now? We're sure to be evicted.
Peg, will you stop with that eviction? I'll see our landlord tomorrow and buy the house.
But you don't understand. A letter came a little while ago. Hobart Morris just bought this house.
What? You mean Morris is our new landlord?
Yes.
What a revolting development this is.
Just brought to the first act of The Life of Riley, and we'll be back with Riley in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Ken Carpenter. Do you know that only Teal of all the leading dentifrices protects your teeth from ugly gum-lined cavities? Well, here's why. Out of every 10 adults, 8 have receding gums. And when gums recede, parts of your teeth are exposed, which are 25 times softer than tooth enamel. Now, those softer parts are easily damaged by daily use of toothpaste or powder containing harsh abrasives. So chances are 8 in 10, you are risking those ground-in cavities daily, unless the dentifrice you use contains no such abrasives. Only Teal, the modern liquid dentifrice, cleans teeth without abrasives. Cleans with a patented ingredient, protects teeth from gum-lined cavities as no other leading dentifrice can. The Teal way takes one extra minute a week to make teeth look their best safely. Follow directions on the package, and remember, large family-sized Teal saves money. T-E-E-L, Teal, the tangy, refreshing liquid dentifrice. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Shortly after Riley had a violent quarrel with Hobart Morris, he learned that Morris was the new owner of the house the Rileys are renting. So now poor Riley, afraid Morris will evict him, has swallowed his pride and is about to apologize to his new landlord.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. Morris. I came to...
Riley, what do you want here?
Well, I'm apologizing. I'm sorry I told you off.
You didn't tell me off. I told you off. You wart.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm a wart. But give me a chance and someday I'll grow on you. Honest. I'm sorry, Morris. Let's be friends. I love you.
Well, Riley, as long as you came to me and... Oh, all right, Chet. Shake.
Oh, thanks.
After all, you're not such a bad fellow. You're just a little impulsive.
Pardon if I correct your English. The word is repulsive.
Well, I'll see you real soon, Riley, old pal.
Yeah, Hope. Speaking of houses, I'm glad you brought the subject up. Now, my house, the one you bought, you moving in there? Hmm?
No. I have this house. I bought yours for speculation, and I thought that I...
Pop.
Oh, there's your boy.
Hello, Mr. Morris. Excuse me, Pop. Can I talk to you a minute, private?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me a minute, Hope, old pal, huh? I just hold on to your thoughts. Come here, sir. Well, what's up, Junior?
Pop, you got an answer to your rap.
You mean somebody's going to sell me a house?
Yeah. Miss Tremaine just phoned. She's a real estate agent. She has a nice 6-room house. It's your price. But you got to close the deal right away.
Oh, I can get a house, huh? I don't need the one we're living in, huh? Well.
You better phone her right away.
Now, wait just a minute, Junior. Yeah.
Now, about that house you're in, Chet, old pal.
Don't pal me, you big wart. Go grow on yourself.
What's that?
You know all those nasty things I said about you that I just took back? Well, I'm taking back everything that I took back.
Why, you...
You thought you'd catch me like a rat in a trap, huh? Well, I'm one rat that ain't gonna be caught.
Realty Associates, Miss Tremaine speaking.
Miss Tremaine, this is Hobart Morris. About that house you're handling for me, I want it sold today. I want that tenant put out of there.
Well, we're expecting some action any day.
I want action now, and I'm coming right over to your office to see that I get it.
Riley, you didn't apologize to Mr. Morris?
Nah, Dumplin', stop worrying your pretty little head. And let me worry my pretty little head.
But what are you going to do?
All I got to do is phone this Miss Tremaine. Now, let's see, what'll I say? Pardon me. You called me in reference to a residence.
What, Pop, what are you talking like that for?
Now, with them real estate people, you got to put on a dog. They don't like to do business with riff. So, I'm going to talk like I was a gentleman.
Associates.
Pardon me. You left a massage regarding a domicile for sale with Junior, my son and child.
Yes.
Well, this is his pater. Can the deal be swinged with a low down payment? Say, 500 fiscal bucks.
The owner of this particular house just came in. I'll let you talk to him.
Thank you. Hey, we're in luck. The owner of the house is going to talk to me. I got a feeling I'm going to get it.
Hello, Miss Tremaine tells me you're interested in my property.
Yes, kind sir. How big is the property?
3 bedrooms, bath, living room, and dining room.
Only one dining room? Well, it's not what we're accustomed to. How soon can we move in?
Well, the tenant who's there now is pretty unpleasant.
Well, how soon can we kick the bum out?
Well, this tenant may put up a fight. He's as stubborn as a
jackass?
Yes. That describes Riley perfectly.
Well, look, you let me handle this jackass, Riley. I'll tell him where to get off. I won't let no dumb cluck like that... Riley. Did you say Riley?
Say, who is this?
Oh, it's you, Morris.
Riley, it's you. How dare you talk to me, you ill-mannered, contemptible nincompoop.
Hello. Hello, Morris.
Riley, what did he say? Is he mad at you?
Well, I wouldn't say he's mad at me, but I'm afraid we're drifting apart.
You?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Well, don't let my face fool you, Digger. I'm in a jam. Right now, I wish the earth would open up and swallow me.
It's a good thing I came along. You're going to need help.
Digger, I gotta find a place to live. Any kind of a hole. Just temporary.
Well, I know one place. It's below the ground. And it's not temporary.
Digger, you...
It's one of those basement apartments. They insist on a long lease. But why must you move?
Well, I just had a big fight with my new landlord. Gee, what an awful mistake.
Oh, Riley, in my profession, we have a saying. If you make a mistake, cover it up.
But I didn't even know he was going to be my landlord, Digger.
Landlord. Lying awake at night, planning little surprises for their tenants. Tenants lying awake, planning surprises for landlords. Landlords and tenants lying awake. Landlords and tenants lying. I adore owning my own home. It's so gay.
Well, I gotta find a house. What'll I do, Digger? I'll do anything you say.
Go to the man and apologize, or he'll evict you.
Yeah, well, let him try. I'll fight. Before he gets me out of that house, I'll wreck it. That's what I'll do. I'll tear it apart.
Riley, control please. Yourself. Don't lose your head.
Don't worry about me. Don't tell me what to do. I'm...
Very well. When I'm trying to help a man, and he gets up and walks out on me, I quit. Here you go. I'd better be shoveling off.
That must be your father now.
Good evening, Mrs. Riley.
Why, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Come in, dear.
Just a minute, please. Daddy, come in.
Oh, Mr. Morris.
Good evening.
Daddy, if you don't come in, I'll...
All right. More like a mother every day.
Well, I'm certainly surprised to see you here, Mr. Morris.
Well, my daughter's been hounding me all day.
And Daddy's willing to sell you the house, Mrs. Riley.
Oh, I'm so glad, Mr. Morris. Oh, come in, please.
Mrs. Riley, I have nothing against you or your son, and I wouldn't like to see you homeless.
Then you'll sell us the house?
Certainly. Now, here's an agreement of sale. Here, my pen.
Oh, well, this is wonderful. There, it's signed.
Fine. This makes everything binding. Mrs. Riley, this house is now yours. I hope you'll be happy.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Oh, open the door, will you, Junior, dear?
Hi, Pop.
Junior, where's your, Morris? What are you doing here?
Well, you see, Riley, I'd made up my mind to evict you, but then
evict
I got...
Evict me, will you? Well, I'll show you. If we can't live in this house, nobody else will. I'll wreck the joint.
Riley, stop!
And I'm starting with these door chimes.
It's Riley, wait, you're ripping them out of the wall.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Now I'm ripping out this door.
Oh, Riley, have you gone crazy? This house is...
There won't be no house when I'm through.
Gosh, you see, tore the doorknob off.
Stand back, pig. I'm aiming at those windows.
Oh, no, don't. Riley, don't.
Junior. Junior, get me the axe. I'm going to do over the living room.
But, Pop, this is our house, you wreck.
I don't care if it is our house. If we can't buy it, nobody... If you... Our house? We bought it?
Yes. Mr. Morris sold it to us.
That's right. We just closed the deal a minute ago.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, the deal is off.
What?
Look at that door. No doorknob. Look at them busted windows. You got a nerve, you crook. Selling innocent people a damaged house.
Riley's will be back in half a minute. Why risk cavities at the gum line? Cavities ground in by daily use of toothpastes or powders containing harsh abrasives. Teal cleans teeth without abrasives, protects teeth from such cavities. Enjoy Teal tonight. T-E-E-L, Teal. The refreshing liquid dentifrice.
No, Riley. After the way you acted, I just can't forgive you.
But I'll fix the damages, Peg. After all, I own the house now. Come on. Give us a kiss, huh?
No.
Peg, you want the damages fixed, don't you? Well, just remember that today, if you want anything done, you gotta be nice to the landlord. Now, kiss me.
Yes, dear. Yeah.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invite you to be their guests next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix appears by arrangement with Hal Roach. The Life of Riley is produced for Teal by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Lou Kosloff. The script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Shipp and Jack Brecker. Tonight's cast included Paula Winslow, Tommy Cook, John Brown, Jim Backus, Ann Todd, and Constance Stone. This is Ken Carpenter on behalf of Teal, inviting you to listen again next week. And remember, for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, and for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully.